In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Strange Latin names, aren't they? Last Sunday was Septuagesima. Sounds strange. Today is Sexagesima. And next week, Quinquagesima. These are strange names, but they tell us how many days until Easter. So, last Sunday, Septuagesima means roughly 70 days until Easter. Today, Sexagesima means roughly 60 days until Easter. And next Sunday, Quinquagesima is roughly 50 days until Easter. But do you know what these three Sundays with strange names, these Jesima Sundays, are all about? They are about getting you ready for the season of Lent. Lent is only a week and a half away. So these three Sundays, whether it's Septuagesima last week, or Sexagesima today, or Quinquagesima next week, they're about getting you prepared for Lent. So what kind of Lent will it be for you this year, for you and me? Will it be a time of letting God's Word take root in the heart? Will it be a time of allowing that Word to take root so that you will bear fruit with patience? What kind of Lent this year will it be for you and me? The gospel for today is crucial in preparing you for Lent this year. Jesus tells you a story, a parable. Do you remember it? A sower went out to sow his seed, and this sower throws his seed recklessly. It lands in four different places. First, some of the seed lands along the path, and that was trampled underfoot. And then the birds come and they quickly devour the seed. There's no crop. The second place some of the seed lands was on a rock, rocky soil. It looked so promising and hopeful at first. It grew up fast, but then it withered away just as quickly. Nothing. The third place where the seed landed was among the thorns. It grew up all right, but so did the thorns. But the thorns choked the plant, and the plant died. However, do you know where else that seed landed? It's the fourth place. It landed among the good soil, the place where it grew, and it yielded a crop 100-fold. So think about it. The seed, it lands on four different places. On well-trodden path, rocky soil, among the thorns. The first three are not ideal spots at all. But the fourth place, it landed on good soil. Friends in Christ, what is this parable about? How does this parable get you ready for Lent this year? It's because this parable is about the heart. Your heart. This parable, you have soil. That's the heart. There's the seed. The seed is the Word of God. Therefore, this parable is about you. It is about you allowing the seed, which is the Word of God, to take root in the heart. Listen to how Jesus describes what the good soil, what the good heart looks like. As for that in the good soil, he says, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. To make it simple, the parable is about you, and it's about you permitting the Word of God to take root in your heart so that that Word would bear patience in your life. Again, for you, the Word of God is to take root in the heart, bearing patience. That's the kind of heart that is well prepared for Lent. This is the good soil that Jesus is talking about. This Sunday, today, it is about preparing yourself for Lent by first examining your own heart. Isn't it true that the heart, your heart, mine, is not what it should be? When you've allowed your heart at times to be like that well-trodden and hardened path, when you've allowed the word to be quickly snatched up by the word, by the devils, by the birds, by the evil foe, what happens to patience in the heart? It's not there. Think of when your heart was irritable or frustrated and bitter with those around you and the grief that you're facing, and it's happened to you, it's happened to me. Where is the fruit of patience? Why isn't the word rooted in the heart? When you've allowed your heart at times to be like rocky soil, and God permits hardships and trials to come your way, what happens to the patience? It's not there. Think of when a trial in life led you further away from God instead of closer to Him. It's happened to you. It's happened to me. Where is the patience? Why isn't the word rooted in the heart? When you've allowed your heart at times to be filled with thorns, when you've allowed your heart to be filled with the distractions of life, which can be anything. They're not all bad in and of themselves. It could be anything. Money, it could be materialism, pleasure, but thorns. Or when you've allowed your heart to be filled with worries and anxieties in life, more thorns. Whether we as a congregation or individually, it's happened to you, to me. Where's the patience? Why isn't the word rooted in the heart? One thing is clear. The honest truth is that the heart is not what it should be, yours nor mine. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grieve, acknowledge, confess, repent, but despair not. For those, for you, for me, who struggle and fail, we need to hear this, that we who in our hearts fail to be rooted in the Word and we fail to have that fruit of patience, guess whose heart you and I are rooted in? In the heart of Jesus. How do you know? Well, contemplate it. Why does Jesus allow himself to be arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane when he could have stopped it at any time? Because you are rooted in his heart. Why does Jesus allow himself to be ridiculed and mocked by the soldiers and the crowds when he could have made them all mute for all their foolish speaking? Because you are rooted in his heart. Why does Jesus allow the soldiers to drive the nails through his hands and feet when he could have struck the soldiers all dead. Why does Jesus die on the cross? Because you are rooted in his heart. It's true. Why does Jesus rise triumphantly from the dead on the third day? Because you are rooted in his heart. And because you are rooted in his heart, he speaks to you his word that is true for you, it is certain for you. And he says to you today, lay before me your heart, that heart of yours that can be hardened and rocky and filled with thorns. Lay that heart before me and know that I forgive you. I do. Believe it. Not only does Jesus speak his forgiveness to you now, today, he says, lay that hardened heart, that rocky heart, that heart filled with thorns, lay that heart before me because I am giving you a brand new heart. I am giving you a heart like that good soil that yielded a harvest 100-fold. A heart that takes roots in the Word. Do you know what this heart that he gives to you anew, what that fruit is that accompanies it every time? Patience. We don't have the power or ability to be patient. We don't. We know that all too well from our own experience. But the new heart that is rooted in the Word, the heart that Jesus gives you, is a heart that bears fruit with patience. We can't make ourselves patient by our own efforts and strength. But he gives you a heart such as that. In the place where God has called you to serve him now, today, wherever that may be, and in your relationships with others, with him, he gives to you a heart with patience. A new heart of patience that bears when you've been hurt, when you've been afraid, when you've been discouraged. But he gives you that heart. And where does he give you this heart? He keeps giving to you this new heart with patience as you live out your baptism in repentance and receiving forgiveness. He gives to you anew this heart with patience as you partake of the Lord's body and blood in the supper. He gives to you anew this heart with patience as you ponder and meditate on the Word of God here together Sunday mornings with your brothers and sisters at St. Peter's and also at home in personal devotions. This patience isn't yours, it's his. This heart that bears fruit with patience is a heart rooted in the Word, but it's his gift to you. What kind of Lent will it be this year? Ponder. You are rooted in Jesus' heart, and he gives you a new heart to let his Word take root, a heart that bears fruit with patience. You've been given the good soil. It's all gift. So live from the Word. And live in the Word, the seed. All glory and praise to him. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.